Zach, why don't you kick us off, huh, buddy?
Ladies and gentlemen, surprise to Kenny. It's his birthday today! Hell yeah!
Because he's a jolly good fellow.
Dude, everyone, Lauren Brandy,
birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Kenny. Everyone, please. Happy birthday to you.
What does the cake say?
Happy birthday, corner guy. Yeah.
You're 31, right?
31.
Yeah.
That's a scary number to look at.
Let me, here, I'm going to show the camera. Here we go. There's corner. Don't slide off.
Do you want to know the original wording of that?
Yeah.
It was cummer guy. And she fixed it for me.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a whole story about that.
Yes, happy birthday, Kenny!
Happy birthday! What'd you wish for? Yeah,
not to be in the corner.
No! Sit back down there, big guy!
Well, Kenny, guess what? That's not all we have for your birthday.
What?
Yeah, we got another little surprise for you.
No more surprises.
Yeah, we got another little surprise. Listen, we appreciate Kenny so much. And Kenny, do you like Ed Sheeran?
Not really, no.
Okay, well, that's... It's
too bad.
Kenny, why don't you go ahead and open that link that says Waleed's link, and I've spent a lot of money on this. Both me and Zach spent a lot of money on this. Like, recording time, we flew out to New York. It was a lot, all right?
Ed Sheeran's expensive.
He's very expensive these days, yeah.
Okay,
that
all
ginger
right.
son of a bitch.
It's ginger, yes, sorry.
Anyways, go ahead, put the volume up. Everyone, right. I want everyone to embrace the song here.
Okay,
right?
So this is by Ed Sheeran.
Yep.
Okay.
Shadows of the studio, he stands alone. The unsung hero, corner guy, Kenny is his name. Quietly observing, his presence rarely known. He's been through it all.
Beautiful.
But he's still playing the game. The laughter fills the room, the conversations flow. But Kenny remains unseen, just a small piece of the show.
His contributions
are appreciated. His
efforts often miss, but deep down inside,
yeah.
He knows he's more than this. But I see you, Kenny, every passing day. Silence speaks volumes.
Wow.
There's so much more to say.
Oh my God.
Can you dive into the lyrics a little bit in case people can hear it?
Yeah. No, they'll hear it. We'll make sure we have it in. That's crazy.
What was it about?
It's basically the corner guy being stuck in the corner and
He's
coming out of the corner.
And you matter.
Yeah. There's a sick solo. Play the solo at the end. Hang on.
Yeah. Okay. This is a solo. I think I'm
a Sheeran fan now.
You guys have made me a Sheer head.
It's time to step into the spotlight. Kenny, shine your light.
Dude, this is an anthem, man.
Record this on your own?
No.
Oh, really good.
Happy birthday, Kenny, so much.
Happy
man.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Everybody, Brandon has a big update.
Off the top, and then we'll get into this episode.
Hi, Mom. We have, for the very special Czars, we have a whole new sticker pack out here now. Let's go.
Can you identify who you are?
Oh, my name is Brandon.
With the mic closer.
My name is Brandon, and I am the merchandise manager here at TMG Studios. Woo! My favorite color is purple or blue. And we have a brand new sticker pack out here. Look at this. We have amazing artwork on here.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing from Jim, our illustrator. As well as a special screenshotted tweet from Mr. Beast himself.
That's right. That's right. We didn't ask for any permission, of course.
Ask for permission?
Yep.
So we might need Matt to blur out some of these images. But
and where can they find these things?
Oh, where can they find it at? At shoptmgstudios.com.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much are they?
And they're going to be $10.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
That's great.
Well, for $10, you're telling me I could get 1, 2, 3...
Five.
Seconds.
Yeah, there you go.
That's $2 per sticker. And think about all you can do. Kenny put it on his water bottle.
Yeah, I don't have... Oh, man, that would have been sweet.
No,
oh,
fuck.
Sorry.
Look, I can say I have the Zaws sticker on my water bottle, and I get a lot of compliments on it.
Yeah. Thanks, Brandon.
They're sweet, man. Yeah.
Brandon does a great job for
good
us
job,
here.
Brandon.
We
Thank
wanted
you.
To give him some screen time today because he made some amazing stickers for you guys, for us as well. But they're sick.
I mean, he didn't make them. He just like put him the artwork.
Oh, he put the stickiness on the back of
the pictures.
Grab
the artwork, then you pull the artwork file, then you put on some sticky.
What does Brandon do here? Interesting.
What does he do actually?
No, he makes good stuff. He makes merch all across all pods for TV.
So if you have any complaints,
go to him.
Yeah.
Anyways,
welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, guys.
84.
Thank you guys for subbing. We hit 2K
subs. 2K
subs.
Yeah. Finally.
We're at 2K, 2.12, I believe it is.
Damn, you're kind of...
I have not been just refreshing and just hitting the button over and over and over again. But thank you guys for subbing, liking on the pods.
That's right.
We had Elise Patton last week.
Yep.
Who do we have next week,
who?
Waleed?
Who?
Should we say it?
Yeah, fuck it. It's just us today.
If she doesn't come, then we'll cut it. Brittany Broski!
Brittany
Broski next Friday.
The queen of the internet, they say.
Wow, yeah. Yes. What are we?
Just the jesters. The little jesters.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, we have a big episode with Brittany. We also have a Will and Rusty playdate that is coming out this Thursday.
That's right.
We did a sit-down best friend test.
Uh-huh.
We also had a vlog that dropped that was beautifully edited. That was one of the best edited videos I've ever seen.
It sounded to pitch at all at some random parts of the video.
Interesting. Take it up with Brandon for no reason at all. That was so sick. That was a sick video. What do you think of that?
I don't remember it, actually.
We went golfing, vlogged that. We did that for an ad for myself.
Yeah, by the way, I've never went. That was my first time ever going golfing, and I get it now. It's fun.
It is fun.
It is fun. I get like going outside, breathing the fresh air.
It's like baseball.
Yeah, being white.
Yeah, see? Yeah, that course is right by your house.
Yeah, it was very, very...
We ran into a Karen.
That's right. We had our first Karen encounter at the golf course.
How was
all
that?
All because of Zach. Because Zach was taking a sweet-ass time.
I was doing an ad for
He was
Fireball.
Doing his videos. Everyone was waiting for the holes.
Yes.
And so Zach left his glasses at some hole, and he had to drive back with the golf cart. And the Karen goes... Hurry up.
Yeah, she's like, keep up, boys. We're like, we are. Like, we're literally just grabbing the sunglasses
first of all,
and
she's
going
for someone else.
Yeah, she was behind a person and then being a Karen. And it's just Long Beach is this old, retired white people.
She was a sick golfer.
Yeah, she was good.
She was fucking crushing it.
We were hoping that she would, like, shank it and then we could be like, yeah, fuck you, bitch. I really wanted to say
she was
really
sick.
Badly.
She was so cracked.
Dude, if we just fucking cuss her out like that. I wanted to cause a scene. But yeah, no, we didn't do that. She was a nice after that lady. But anyways.
Were you guys keeping score? What did you shoot?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
We maybe played legitimately like two holes. And then it was strictly for my ad.
Oh,
because before, my Fireball ad, make sure you guys go to my Instagram.
That's
and
right,
like
guys,
it.
Please, God.
Yeah, go to my Instagram. It's a sick ad, a Fireball ad.
Yep.
Yeah.
The alcohol.
Good. No, but the first time I shot it with my dad, and my dad has no camera skills at all, and it was like a last minute shoot that I had to do, and my dad, like, I asked him to take a video of me taking the shot, and he just like was not looking at me, and he was just holding it like this, and then I was out of frame, so that was one shot wasted, and I drank it. And then the second one, he held the camera like it was a picture, and he just like didn't do any like cool movements or anything like that. He just held it really still, and I drank it out of frame, and I came back in frame. Like, he didn't follow me at all. Anyway,
the whole point of the ad is
I sent that to them, and they were like, "Yeah, this sucks." And I was like, "I know, but I had to send a rough draft due date." So.
What a surreal experience for your dad. You're like, "So this is what you do?"
Yeah, bro. It was really awkward. And the ad was me punching a punching bag thing and then like revealing the fireball shot. And I had to do that with my dad sitting next to me. And my dad, like, he was like, "We have to do this now? Like, we're golfing." Like, my dad was taking the day seriously, like, golfing. And he's like, "We're golfing." Like, and we were paired with two other random white dudes, older white guys, and they obviously don't get what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I had a punching bag, like, in the golf cart. And it was just, like, weird. Like, obviously, it's not suitable for golf. And, but yeah. So I had to reshoot that bad boy.
Can I ask you something? Does your dad, like, watch your content? Does he understand, like, the dance bits and all that shit that you do?
He doesn't watch any. He's subbed to my YouTube, so sometimes he'll get emails like when I drop a YouTube video.
Yeah.
So he knows that's my dad sweet. Jokes, my incest dad jokes, where I
I remember that.
Yeah, where I fuck my dad. Yeah, he watches those.
I remember those.
He goes, "These are weird."
Like, why are you making me sound like this?
Oh, Dad, you remember our childhood. Come on.
I give you a very loving childhood, actually. I don't know where you go.
Great dad. Yeah.
Well, Waleed, Kenny, we all know I'm balding, especially in the back. We have that bald cam that's up above us that always spotlight. Okay, anyways. But I started taking Nutrafol. My hair is getting thicker. It's getting stronger. It's getting healthier. So I'm looking a little better. I think so. My wife says so. So I'm just going to go ahead and agree with that.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. That's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair growth on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle.
Physician formulated with drug-free ingredients, Nutrafol's hair growth supplements are clinically tested to multi-target key root causes of thinning, including stress, nutrition, and lifestyle. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages, such as aging and parenting, as well as for different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets.
With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code ZAZ. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code ZAZ. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code ZAZ.
But yeah, so that was fun.
Just painting him to be like the worst person ever.
Yeah.
He feels about it.
Yeah, he doesn't watch my vids. He didn't go to my wedding. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my dad didn't go to my wedding.
Damn, he and I have something in common.
Yeah, okay.
That's wild.
Hey, we got dark humor all around. Hey. It was just like my parents.
I almost didn't go, by the way.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, that's my vibe.
It's, what do you mean?
Had to be the groomsman? Ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Too many people looking at you.
You had a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. By the way, I was in the last in line. Should I have been in the front of the groomsman line?
It was by color.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Okay, yeah. The guy in the front was very pale.
It was, yeah, color scheme.
Okay, okay. Yeah,
all the
way
down. Yeah. JJ, Tot's brother.
Yeah, little tan.
Right before you.
Yep. All right, yeah. That's a good way to do it.
But yeah, my parents hate each other, so they didn't want to go, or my dad didn't want to start a fight at my wedding, so he just didn't go. And I was like, okay, that's fine.
But what would he say? Fuck you from far away.
Dude, yeah, I mean, well, you're supposed to walk down with each other.
Oh.
So they would be like punching behind my back.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. You didn't pay the lawyer bills? Fuck you.
Like, guys, please. It's the biggest day of my life.
Smiling the whole time. Like, yeah, that's my parents. But yeah, it's all good.
Kenny, when is your wedding?
We don't have a date yet, but
we
talk
about this
spring.
Every time. Yeah, yeah. Doesn't have one.
I'm so lame because I don't have any updates when you guys ask. We've been dragging our feet on that.
Well,
so.
We're just
don't worry about it.
For our best man proposal.
It's not.
Yeah, who are you going to pick out of the two of us?
Oh, man. So many decisions to make. So many things to weigh, pros and cons.
You can literally just flip a coin.
What if you pick someone random like Cody?
That's how he got the job, dude. Huh? It's not that random.
Oh, shit, my bad.
He's known Cody longer.
I do have a lot of white guys, so maybe, you know.
Oh, color scheme.
Yeah, color scheme.
It's a really good way to go
with the groomsmen. Yeah.
It shows that you're not racist.
I had to throw you in.
Before we do vows, I'd like to just state that I am not racist. Exhibit
as A. As you can see from my friend group.
Yeah, I had notes for the videographer to like highlight you in the video for like every once in a while just to show like some.
Splice it in.
Yeah.
There's just shots of me eating.
Yeah. Like, you're like asking the videographer, like, why are you just on me the whole fucking time?
Is it five? What the fuck is this?
Oh, to close the loop on the cool stuff we've been shooting lately and things we have coming up, we shot part of a sketch that we're going to be releasing
within
this month, I think.
Yeah,
we're still cooking on it. Yeah. But very exciting. I don't know if we want to say any details, but we had some fun shoots for that.
Do you guys know Hive Mind?
No, actually.
You shot a video.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
We shot a sick skit with them. So we've had two pods with them before, and they went swimmingly well.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, we switched up the medium.
We should just keep hyping shit up like this and just like lie.
Like SpaceX?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was supposed to happen.
What happened with SpaceX?
The way they wanted it was like delivery.
Enter this conversation a little smoother.
What the fuck? I was supposed to say?
For people that don't know, you were getting
cater for SpaceX, but they wanted it done in a delivery way, and the car's just not set up like that right now.
To do
like Uber Eats, essentially.
So Elon almost fucked you.
Yeah, he almost fucked me, but listen, I don't mind.
You literally, that's your lord and savior, bro.
I don't mind. Take my body. Put a chip in it.
I'm just a hole.
Put some ads.
Do whatever you want.
Put some ads in the chip. I don't give a damn.
They didn't want the minion live on the lot.
Oh no, that'd be a hazard. That would be a hazard.
By the way, I'm gonna sue you for that.
What, the minions?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, so guys, they made a minions costume. Full like Universal Studios. It's very well done. But the rig inside to put the minions on is just a little janky. And so when I shot the photos with the minions, I had Zach put it on. And I didn't tell him that he was going to put it on.
Nope, he didn't. I was coming to help you shoot videos for your minion shoot. And then he goes, by the way, you mind just putting it on for the video? And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, dude.
It's only a 50-pound costume.
Yeah, but there's a fucking fat metal bar on my head. And I'm like, I'm literally like this, like just dancing. And I still have a bump on the back of my head.
You know,
and the whole time I'm like, the person that was that made it.
Eris.
They were like, we'll put something there. Don't worry about it. And I was like, no, it's like really bad. Like, you should put it on. Like, you should definitely put it on because they were saying that it's like, oh, we'll think about it.
Yeah,
like, maybe.
Yeah.
If you strap it in, it should be
fine. It'll be a lot easier.
Yeah. And I was like, no, you should definitely do it because I have a fucking bump now on the back of my head.
What are you going to do? Sue me?
Yeah.
you're going to show this as evidence? You can't even tell you're wearing it.
Can you? What is the purpose of this?
Just the same as the last one, I guess. I don't know.
You and your marketing stuff. Because
you came up with this idea a while ago, and then you had it made. You had customized.
Custom made, just like the Swarm machine. Yeah, and then the idea is to keep making more of these, and at the end, they all come together as one big happy family.
Yes.
So after this is Hookah SpongeBob, and then...
And again, for like the 8,000th time, like when Waleed says this,
it's happening. It's happening. Look, there it is.
People in the comments are like, oh, this is actually like real.
Yeah.
Are you going to have Zach jump into this one too?
Probably.
Oh, no, I'll probably put this one on. Yeah, this was kind of fun. This one's going to look soft.
Okay. Old, wrinkly,
so then
washed up SpongeBob.
I'm making this one. And then, was real quick is.
Yeah.
I forgot. Somebody knew that you're wearing the costume, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess when you commented or whatever. And I saw one of the comments. I don't know if it's on this video or another one. Someone said, I never knew I needed this, but a Zach and Waleed podcast, Zach and Waleed collab is like like, finally it happened. And I was like, what?
What the fuck?
I was like, what do you mean? You never knew we'd do anything together? It's like the person wrote the comment, like, as if we just linked up.
This is how we come back?
Yeah. I never knew I needed a Zach and Waleed collab. I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, we should do a pod where you're in the shawarma machine outfit and I'm in the minion costume. And we're just doing the pod like that.
Just like alpha male pod.
That'd be sick.
I'm down.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm running out. After Hookah SpongeBob, I don't know what else to do.
Is the Hookah SpongeBob going to be like a styrofoam outfit?
I think so, yeah. It's going to have the couch. It's going to have actual hookah.
And these are all tax write-offs.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
According
They're
to my guy.
They're all business expenses.
Huh?
They're all business
yeah,
expenses.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Marketing tools.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Can you go into your marketing scheme again? Because like, you put in a lot of money into these items, right?
Yeah. Okay, this is how it works. You put a lot of money in, you don't get a lot of money back.
Okay.
But if you think
Period.
About it, it's the return on investment
yeah.
of happiness.
Yeah.
That's where you make your real money.
Because I said this before, like for your shawarma machine, really smart, genius
yeah.
move. You put heavy on the social media side of marketing.
Yep, yep, yep.
You get, this post went very well for you, right?
Yep, yep, yep.
Twitter went well for you, TikTok. You're finally out of the fucking jail.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Some of your posts are just like, they're really funny. You just get shafted.
I think it's, I'm not making enough Chinese content.
Yeah.
I gotta make more Chinese.
Yes, yes.
That's why this shit's not working either, is we gotta do more Chinese.
Oh, yeah, we have to just AI our voices into Chinese.
Or at least Chinese subtitles underneath.
Yeah, yeah. But your marketing is really good because like you get heavy on the social media front
yeah.
and then people are excited. So this minion is going to be at your next pop-up.
Yep, he'll be at the next pop-up and then we're going to try to
I'm not going to be in the fucking costume.
Oh, I was hoping you would.
I am not doing that, dude. I have people to serve.
No, you don't mind wearing it for like an hour, right?
Dude.
An hour, two, three.
I just have to serve I have to do the serving in the minion costume.
With the mic inside.
I have a bow tie
yeah.
like around the minion suit.
You don't mind wearing it for a couple hours? Come on, you're my best friend.
Don't pull that card on me.
Fuck.
That was my last bit.
That was my last card I had.
So you're going to hire someone to do it?
Yeah, I'll hire someone. I'll like my little cousin or something.
That, dude, your little cousin would fall over. That
no,
thing is heavy
I'm
as
fuck. I'm one who's
fuck.
Like tall as fuck now.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You said little cousin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was thinking of like...
It's like 10 years old.
Yeah.
You can put this on for 2 hours with no fan in sight.
But you use the minion for Eid.
Yeah, it was Eid. Happy Eid, everybody. Eid Mubarak, yeah.
Why do you say that so backhanded? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
You guys don't know. Obi's like, I actually fasted this whole month. I'm like, whoa.
Oh.
Yeah, so I had it roll out for Eid, and then eventually I'm going to have it. I don't know when the next date is, but we're going to have it for the next pop-up, and then you could go ahead and meet Brother Bob, I'm calling him.
I didn't see that many like good like people on the shawarma machine were like crushing those comments.
Yeah, well, because Brother Bob is kind of new. Mm. Shawarma machine already kind of existed.
Got it.
And it's very shawarma machine. The thing about shawarma machine is it was cool because it fell in line with the Hispanic community
because
mm-hmm. you have Al Pastor, right?
Got it.
Then you got like the Russian community where kebabs are very huge over there.
Okay.
And then you got the Middle East. So it like fell in like three different categories. I swear to God, if you look at the comments on the Shawarma Machine TikTok, there's like pure Russian.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Really?
Just pure, whatever the language is just hardcore
Maybe
Russian.
That's what your new TikTok content needs to be, just Russian.
That's why it's so good because it hit different categories. Brother Bob, it only hits one.
Yeah.
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 You know?
What is that? White
no
American?
Brown people.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I didn't get what you were saying. Got it. Okay,
you have a global vision for your kebab cart,
that's what
dude.
I'm saying.
This
man.
Is crazy.
But you only stay in LA for your cart. Like people have to fly
oh
Russia.
Yeah, if you gotta come out, sorry. I came from Russia to try this.
I just wanted a picture with Brother Bob. We're not allowed to have Brother Bob in Russia.
Well, I'm trying to think about like Mr. Bean, right?
Mr. Bean.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Anyone could watch Mr. Bean.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Shawarma Machine works so well, because everyone relates to Shawarma Machine. Brother Bob, yeah, so specific.
Do you think I could pull off a Mr. Bean?
Oh, kinda? Dude, absolutely.
He's just a physical comedy character, right?
No, it's like, how do you explain? No, he never talks.
Yeah.
And he never talks.
Is that how you explain it?
No. Look, he's just fucking... You can watch this in a random third world country and be like, yo, this is the funniest shit of my life.
Because it's just physical comedy.
Yeah, it's just physical comedy. My parents loved it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And that's how my content. It just goes viral.
Yeah,
all the
this
time.
Is actually the inspo from, you know, you you love Jim Carrey. You love, mm-hmm. This is my fucking going.
This is why we work so well together.
Look at his tomato score, 93%.
Yeah, he's crushing Damn. On tomatoes, dude.
That was 100.
Yeah.
Wow.
The tomato's 100.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Dude, that's
the
amazing.
The description is the misadventures of a bumbling loner.
Mm. Sounds like Kelly.
Damn, dude. I actually grew up on Mr. Bean. We had seasons 1 and 2 on DVD, and my sisters and I would just play those into the ground. And it's like one of my favorites. Did you guys ever see Johnny English? When he played like so.
Oh, Spy, James when he's Bond's talking in it? No.
Yeah.
No talking. Yeah.
I wanted to get into
Why did they stop doing Mr. Like him fucking not talking, and they haven't made like another Mr. Bean movie or anything. It's all like,
isn't he old now?
Yeah.
He's a little older. Yeah. He did so many seasons of it. I think he was just burnt on it. Dude, there's only so many.
But there's so many relevant things
like
he could do now.
Falling down the stairs, you know.
Did you watch
the like him during 9/11, like on the plane?
Oopsie.
Like fucking up the stairs.
You know the plane that landed in a field?
Yeah.
That was his plane. Yeah.
He's like, oh, I missed the building.
The pilot's like, Dad, just leave.
God damn it.
I would die laughing if you did that now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's like, funny to you?
No, it doesn't have to be 9/11. It could be fucking, yeah.
I can picture it now. He's getting up. He's trying to crawl over someone to use the bathroom, and then he bumps into the drink cart, sending it into the terrorist.
Whoa!
The knife goes flying. Yeah. Nice. They're able to safely land in
Mr.
the field.
Mr. Bean saved 9/11. Yeah. Damn, dude. No, every 737 like accident that's been happening has just been Mr. Bean.
Yeah,
just accidentally,
yeah, yeah. Like, he's all involved.
He opens the emergency exit. He's like, oh,
it's teddy bear blood. No, it has to start off small first. He has to like open the thing and like some old lady wigs fly off.
Nice.
Then that's like the, and then people start flying.
Yeah. Everyone that's flying out. He's like trying to hand someone a parachute. Like, no. Yeah.
He's putting duct tape. Has no idea.
Dude, the 737 shit is scaring me. I have a couple flights coming
up.
Yeah,
if anyone has a flight, you should consider driving.
It's always like the social media always highlights like the bad events that are happening, because there's so many flights that are safe and fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, I feel like there's been...
It's been very...
they're highlighting common. Like, yeah. Like a lot of current
And they the whistleblower too, he's dead now, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you
oh,
didn't
the
hear...
Boeing...
Yeah,
yeah,
there's some
yeah,
Boeing...
Here,
was it? He's an engineer, right?
Careful.
Mr. Bean.
Yeah, Mr. Bean has a sniper. Sneezes.
So I will preface this by saying I don't know anything about this story.
I don't know.
But he testified, and I guess they reported that he told his family, if I die, it was not suicide. And then he was found dead. So
damn.
Super gnarly. In his car? Yeah, he's found in his car.
How?
I don't know. Do you know how he died? Yeah.
Oh, gunshot in the back of the head. Cause that's how you shoot yourself, right?
Yeah, that's the suicide.
Yeah,
way
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn,
it's probably Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
It was supposed to be the side of the head.
He's like playing with the gun.
Silencer. Yeah. Oh.
He's playing Russian roulette with himself.
Yeah. You try.
He gets. Oh man,
Mr. Bean gun to see if anything. Oh my God, he's at the airport.
Oh shit!
When was this filmed?
This might
Please
be the
say
movie.
2001,
dude. Unironically, so fucking funny.
Please say 2001.
This
no,
was,
I think this is like.
Oh, this is the movie. This came out. Yeah. This came out in like the 90s. I want to 97.
Yeah. Look. He's pretending he has a gun.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to do 9/11.
Which, this scene is so good, because now everyone glorifies, like, grabbing police guns and shit.
Oh, he's looking at the gun! How did you know that? Did you watch this movie?
Yeah, I watched this movie. It's so good.
Oh, I didn't know.
I don't remember anything.
Look, he loves idea. Look at him.
He's landing in L.A. to kill the whistleblower.
And they're like, oh, shit.
Dude. All right,
we're probably going to get copyrighted on that.
Mr. Bean, what a legend.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you play the other AI song that you had, going back into your kebab cart?
That one's not good enough.
That was great.
No, it's not ready yet.
Are you going to actually use it?
Nah, maybe for a commercial. I'm going to make it sound like more of like a jingle. So there's this AI app. You actually log into it. Type into... So it's really easy.
Just go to your social and...
S-U-N-O...
AI.
Yeah, there you go. And then... So basically, you could write any prompt you want, right?
Yeah.
And it'll just make a full song. You can tell it in the style. You can tell it if you want to rock. You can tell it if you want a piano.
Okay, for Kenny's birthday song...
Yeah.
You said that you were working really hard on it.
Because you have to get the prompt really... You have to get the prompt. Like, it's hard to write prompts. It's hard.
I hate AI so much, bro.
So I would write something, then put it in ChatGPT, and then pull it from ChatGPT. This is how you're supposed to use fucking AI. What are you typing at right now? No. So do this. Say... A somber song about how Mr. Bean saved 9/11 using his funny antics.
You know, back in the old days, you have to learn guitar, play piano, fucking record on your own shit. Get the beat right. Because you were saying you were working hella hard. What'd you do?
I'm in the stew. I'm in the fucking stew. You see me like in a big engineering screen? This is ChatGPT. So it's not, you can make a song about anything.
Oh my God. What? The title is The Heroic Mime. That's crazy.
Pretty good. I could have came up with that on my own.
No, you couldn't.
I don't need AI for that.
Yeah, okay, hit play.
Okay, here's the first option.
In a world of darkness, sadness, and despair, a tragedy unfolded, too heavy to bear.
This is unreal.
In the midst of chaos, confusion, and grief, a hero emerged with no voice to speak. With a twinkle in his eye and a skip in his stride.
His skip and stride?
He stumbled upon the scene where hope had died.
Oh my God.
With his funny antics and comic timing, he brought a moment of relief.
Wait till the chorus comes in.
Oh, I'm waiting.
Ever so fleeting. Oh! With heroic mind, with your silent gestures, you saved us in our time.
Saved us what?
Saved us in our time. Lingers. Though the pain still lingers.
Your humor brought solace.
Alright.
That was beautiful. I hate that though. It's so good.
It's good, it's great.
Damn, crazy.
Just depends on how the second one will be the same thing. It just gives you like a different tone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Different chorus or whatever. Yeah.
Really good.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I hate that. And you're using that for all, you have a couple ads coming out.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You don't need a fucking background library anymore, a stock library, because you can make instrumentals.
What about the people out there who are looking for work?
Get a new job, buddy.
Dude.
Sorry, robots, getting your jobs. Good luck. Holy. Should have been on your ass watching Mr. Bean all day.
What about when your kids are trying to learn guitar and sing and play and be one day a great musician?
I'll feel like you're wasting your time. You want to hear a song about Mr. Bean saving 9/11? What the fuck?
What do you think? Coding is going to be gone. Coding is going to be like just AI.
I think first jobs to go. Are you going to be whoever's listening to this podcast right now, whatever your job is currently, that's going to be probably the first job that's going to be out of here.
And then you're paying for driverless Tesla.
Yeah, then you got your robo-taxis, and then you got...
Tell people how much a fucking driverless Tesla is.
Oh, so for the software is $12,000.
That's insane.
And then per month is $200.
Wait, you have to pay a subscription?
Yeah, you have to pay a subscription.
Why is everything subscription based now?
But the car drives itself.
Yeah, I know. Think about it. You already paid $12,000. And then they want more on top of that every month?
It's either you pay $12,000 or you pay $200.
Dude, it's hella funny. Okay. We were in Waleed's Tesla on a way to like dinner or whatever, and it was driverless on Melrose. And Melrose, if you don't know, is like cars are fucking parallel parking in the middle of the street, and people are just jaywalking and blah, blah, blah. And we're like in the backseat, and while he's doing the driverless, he's like, all right, guys, let's see if it does it. And there's like people just like scootering in the middle of the road, and he scoots past, he goes, whoo, that was close. And I'm like, he's like, oh man, that was good. And we're like, yeah, that's how you should be driving, dude. Like,
but the car did it. It's crazy. The car didn't kill him.
That's how it should go.
You don't know these things when these things first come out. There's horror accidents. That's the scary part, is I did the free trial. So they're giving everyone a free trial, and I did it. And I'm like, oh, am I just a fucking test rat right now?
You are. But it was like, it was funny. We saw them scootering like far ahead. He's like, all right, guys, this is a test. Here we go. And we're like, just like, we just couldn't control it. Like, we just literally had to make sure that.
Well, I had my hand on the wheel. Yeah. But the people don't know that I'm.
Yeah. The people just freely just like listening to Mr. Bean, like in their ears, like, do-do-do.
Like, Mr. Bean listened to anything from the street.
Yeah. Sure. But like, they were just like not, you know, minding their own business. And we're just coming up with a Tesla going like 40 miles an hour. We're like, all right, guys, let's make sure that we don't hit these people.
I ended up, I go, you should wear a helmet. You're fucking up my test.
It was Elon.
You're fucking up the test, man.
12, what is it? 12,000 bucks for that?
Yeah, if you buy it outright, it's like $12,000. And then if you do it monthly, it's $200 a month.
Damn.
Yeah. But the way you sleep in your car.
Can you write that off?
Oh yeah, actually.
I'm just thinking about taxes because I was.
How do you convince the IRS that you're using the time to do work?
It's saving lives. So it should be a write-off.
More taxes for you guys. Yes. With more people working in the lives.
Yes, yes.
They're like, dude, you're for sure getting audited.
More money in your pockets.
Can you guys explain to me what happened with this TikTok Riz party? Because I purposefully stayed away from it so that you can explain it.
I have
it.
Also purposely. It's the stupidest thing ever.
No. Let me explain it, all right? It was a party that was, I think it was a prom or like a bar mitzvah. Maybe.
High schoolers.
So it's a bunch of kids having a good old time. Mm-hmm. The bunch of videos come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then people start over. They called it the Riz party, which the flyer is fake. It was never called the Riz party. It was probably just called like prom or something. Or
yeah.
Shit like that.
Benny's
right?
Bar mitzvah.
Yeah, exactly. And then it like blew up, and then everyone started over analyzing every single one of these kids' like body language to the point where they gave every single one of these guys nicknames. So the guy in the leader, and then the blue tie is the leader.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, they call him the leader.
Are you sure about that?
The guy in the white is called Tomato Boy, and he's second in command now.
No?
Yeah.
That's not Tomato Boy?
Yeah, Tomato Boy's in the white.
I thought it was one of the dudes who has rosy red cheeks. That's Tomato Boy.
No.
I bet you it is, dude.
Play it? Yeah. I'll tell you which one's Tomato Boy.
Tomato Boy is rosy red cheeks guy.
The guy with the blue tie? The guy in the
white shirt. I'm pretty sure.
No. Tomato Boy's in the white.
This is how it all went viral, is people just fucking debating this shit.
So they overanalyzed the body language, and then even the brown kid, they called them, they all gave these guys names. So the brown kid's called Turkish Guandale Dingle. Okay.
So funny, bro.
No, it's not funny.
Hilarious.
It's not funny at all.
Grow up.
No. It's not funny. I don't think it's funny, actually.
This is a meme for nine-year-olds. I don't get it.
It's not. Look, that brown kid is my representation, mm-hmm. All right?
Of high school parties?
No, not of high school. Listen, as a kid, you know, I didn't get invited to these things. So to see him have a good time.
So which one are you?
Turkish Quandale Dingle.
Wait,
but you can't even dance.
Which one's Quandale Dingle?
Oh, he's coming.
Oh, he's coming.
Oh, he hasn't
play?
Shown up
yeah.
yet?
He hasn't shown up
Maybe
yet.
He doesn't even show up in this.
Oh, he's the kid in the back, the little brown one.
Right oh, there. This guy?
Yeah.
That's Quandale Dingle?
Uh-huh. Turkish Quandale.
Oh,
we got to get his
excuse me.
Ethnicity right.
Okay.
Right? That kid is my representation, and I'm very proud of him. Okay. And they're having fun. They love all the shit that's coming afterwards. They're making jokes about it.
It's going to get to their heads. It's going to be another fucking Gen Z, like, fucking takeover. Is this fucking Riz party? It's so fucking stupid.
No, it's
dude.
Not. It's not just because you're old and you're washed.
I don't give a fuck. This is the stupidest fucking shit ever.
No, it's sick, bro. It's sick.
Click on some of my links.
Kids having a good time? That's stupid to you?
Why is it going viral, though? Just because people were debating the hierarchy of the fucking party? Who cares? Let them fucking dance.
I want to point out on our talking points doc, Waleed added a bullet point, just says kids having fun.
Because that's what it was. It was kids having a good time.
Why right? is it going so viral then?
Okay, here's Turkish Quandale Dingle. So
okay,
we can't play.
I want to preface my part of this, all right? So Waleed has been using this for his kebab cart, promoting it like for memes and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I made one meme.
No, yeah, I'm just saying, like you were using it. It's a viral moment that was happening. And you're using it to use some merch and some posts and stuff yeah. like that. Fair enough, fine. But then he was like trying to show me. He's like, "What do you think of this?" Is for the kebab cart post. I was like, "I don't. What is this?" He's like, "Oh, it's the it's like the yeah, whatever the fuck it is." And I was like, "Okay." He's like, "Dude, it's sick. You gotta fucking watch this shit." And I'm like, "No, I don't really want to do that." And he's like, "All right, man, you're gonna miss the boat on this." And then so then all of a sudden now, as of last night on the dock, you had like all the links or whatever for the Turkish Quandale yeah. Dingle. Then all of a sudden, I see on my TikTok feed. 4 posts in a row of fucking Turkish Quandale Dingle, and guess who's reposting all of them?
Turkish Quandale Dingle, Turkish Quandale Dingle.
It's not you that was reposting him on TikTok. Guess who was reposting
who?
Him? Nut.
Oh, for real?
Nut has reposted 4 of the videos. I was like, why are these all on my feed? It's like Young Nut repost, Young Nut repost, Young Nut repost. So I thought it was you that was like, that's how you got it from. But this is how the whole hierarchy started. Please, go ahead. I still think
this
shit is...
This one also has no audio.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Well, it's going to have music.
That's what I mean. Okay, yeah, cool.
Okay, so this is the walkthrough. Tomato Boy is the guy in the fucking back. See?
This kid?
Yeah. The long hair. That's what I was saying.
Oh, for someone who doesn't care about it.
I just wanted to get the story right that Tomato Boy was the one in the back.
Seems like someone relates to Tomato Boy a little bit.
Because I get rosy red cheeks and I sweat a fuck ton when I dance. I also relate to Tomato Boy.
Oh,
we should have started with this. So this breaks down
maybe
the hierarchy.
I linked it.
Maybe I
should start this story pretty good.
I think you play the volume.
No, it has music.
Okay.
This one has music? Okay, yeah. So this is going to explain the hierarchy. Of
yes.
It. Okay.
Right.
You have to verbally walk them through.
Okay. The full Tomato Boy, oh, you're right. He is the rosy red cheek.
Boom, bitch.
So he's at the bottom of the pyramid.
So who's the backup?
TRP runs smoothly under... Okay. This is happening really fast.
Maybe you can play.
Number 3 is White Shirt Kid. That's a good name for him.
I thought that was number 2.
No, he's on 3 because number 2 is Turkish Quandale Dingle.
So no, number 2 is not Turkish Quandale Dingle.
I'm pretty sure.
They think that White Shirt's going to be the successor.
Oh, it is Turkish Quandale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
See, diversity, bro.
Turkish.
So
it's fucking diversity.
Dude, they're going to teach
the spirit tongue technique. Zach, can we see the spirit tongue technique?
I'm sitting. It would, hang on. I'll stand up for it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Damn, dude.
Oh, he's going to
be might be next in line.
Yeah, you
pretty
might
good.
Be next in line in the hierarchy, dude.
All right. And then the leader is the Thai
kid.
The blue
soul.
Thai kid, yeah.
He possesses a unique charisma.
See, look, he's doing interviews now.
So my analysis of this is the reason why he's hierarchy is I think lip singing, is it lip singing or lip syncing?
Syncing.
Syncing. Lip syncing. Yeah. Thank you. Is actually like a very good skill to have.
Yeah.
And it carries you well.
Yeah, in life.
That guy has charisma.
Yep.
He's got the lip syncing skill.
He
can dance. He's got swag.
Yep. He's got to have a good life.
And perhaps he has Riz.
Oh my God, Zach!
And actually, I'm glad he's on the top of the hierarchy because Tomato Boy had no dance moves.
That's right.
No Riz.
That's right.
Rosy red cheeks, way too much sweat, and no bitches.
Listen, Tomato Boy. Tomato Boy. Tomato Boy. It's Jover for you, buddy. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
We're trying to hit all the memes.
Yeah.
We're trying to hit all the Gen Z memes that we can do.
Or, dude, I saw, so this is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Fortnite has a Avatar the Airbender collab coming out.
Nice.
It's pretty sick. I don't know if you guys are into that kind of stuff. But it's like kind of cool, I guess. Nice, whatever. Nice. Yeah.
I had no idea.
And so
Airbender.
Avatar the Last Airbender. And so you all know
the fifth edition.
Yeah, you all know the intro where it's like air, water, fire, like the intro of the show. Nope. You never seen the intro for
Yeah.
So let me send you a link real quick.
I still have I'm only on I have not even rewatched any anime. I've given up because it's baseball season, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
Unless they made an anime about baseball.
Is there an anime about baseball? No. Oh. Too lame.
What is this?
So it's in line. It's just like, I don't know. They basically remade the intro. Just and then play the volume. You can play the volume on this one.
Skyat. Skyat.
Tax collector. Long ago, the four
this is real.
Lived together in harmony. But everything changed when the Skibbities attacked.
Dude.
Only the Sigma, master of all Rizzlers, could stop them. But when the world needed him the most, he Phantom taxed. 100 years passed, and my brother
Dude,
and I.
What is your fucking
Sigma,
algorithm?
A tax collector named Aang. And although he has W Riz, he still has a lot to fight. But I believe Aang can save Ohio.
Ohio? Right, you can pause it.
What is your algorithm?
That's great. That's so funny.
So this got you hyped up for
the... No, this is unrelated. It's been trending now because the collab's coming out. Mm-hmm. And that showed up on my feed. And it's also in line with the Riz Party stuff. And so I thought it was very, very... It was art.
If you had your own solo podcast, I really like your fucking topics would just be like, watch this sick TikTok. It's just like, everyone's like...
And then explaining what Phantom Tax is. Dude. So Phantom Tax, guys, it's really important to think about.
If you actually accumulated like a niche audience who just like gets the same videos you do, that'd actually be hella funny.
Do you want Phantom taxes?
No. Here, pull up this TikTok. Okay, pull up this TikTok.
No, you have to pull it up.
The Phantom Rizzler is a tax collector.
It's basically Kai Snett's roommate, right?
Oh my God.
And anytime Kai's eating, he comes into the room. Takes a bite, and his name is Phantom, so he Phantom taxes your food. Toby said,
On May 1st.
Yeah.
How old are you turning?
30.
Damn.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I don't get it. Why?
I just want to, you know, make sure, yeah. Like, you know, your algorithm.
You know what Gia is? You ever heard of a Gia?
Do you guys want a Phantom tax and birtay cake?
I would love to.
Oh, yeah. Phantom tax. Yeah.
Bring it over.
I had a great story with this bad boy. Yesterday at 6 p.m., I put this order in at Pavilions.
Okay.
The guy. Oh, wow.
Howie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, dude.
The guy at Pavilions didn't really spoke very, very, very broken English.
Yeah.
I was given my phone number, the order, everything.
Yeah, no Riz.
Okay. If you're at fucking like family parties or like family gatherings and your grandma,
serious, 30, my grandma, I'm like, yeah, grandma, so I had no Riz this week, but I'm picking myself up. Once I achieve level 10 Gia, I should be good. Like having a full conversation. My grandma just has a stroke. So from a 30-year-old telling her this?
You're just like, she thinks her new name, like, is no grandma's like Skidaby. Whatever the fuck he says, like, so Skidaby.
I show her the Avatar thing. I'm like, yo.
She's like, what the fuck is my grandma?
I'm saying it in Farsi too. I'm saying it in a different language.
Oh, man. Okay. Anyways, I put this order in yesterday.
Right.
The dude had like very, very broken English. I was being very patient with him. I wanted to get this right. I didn't really care if it turned out okay because I thought it was funny. It was just corner guy.
Dude, it turned out great, man.
Yeah.
But, it was for a bit. It's not real, really.
Yeah, but like when he was going through like what the cake was, I was just like, sure, yes, whatever. But when I had to give my number, he was like, very slow, please. Very, very slow. And I was like, okay, 9, 2, 5, like that. And he's like, yeah. no, like slow, slow, slow. And I was like, okay. So I was like, 9, 2, like that. Still fucked
nine,
up.
Nine as in nine.
Yeah. Nine as in skittaby. Yeah.
I was like, oh! Oh, yeah. I didn't know you had Riz.
Yeah. In Spanish? Yeah. Oh. Okay, anyways. So then, so he fucked up the number after I went through it like multiple times with him. Fair enough. We got it right. And then he asked for my name. I said my name like multiple times. Long story short, I go to the thing. I was like, order for Zach. They're like, oh, no, we have an order for Isaac. And I was like, oh, God, that's probably me. And then Toss found out that I probably said Zach like that.
That's fair.
I know, yeah.
That's totally
I said
fair.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's totally fair, yeah.
Yeah, so I said Zach like that, and he thought Isaac.
Fair enough.
Totally fair. But then when I said corner guy, I went through that spelling like fucking like a sloth, bro. Yeah. I was like, C. Oh.
C as in C.
Yeah, like that. And we went through that many times. And I get there and she says, oh, it says comer guy. And I was like, that's kind of funny, but like, she's like, we could fix it. I was like, all right, fine.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also give him the benefit of the doubt. The R mixing with the N.
On frosting.
Could look like an M. So it could have been corner guy still, but it just looked like cummer guy. So
that's
you're
hilarious.
You're
dude.
A cummer guy,
I'm
baby.
Cummer guy, dude.
Yeah, brother.
Shooting ropes over here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. On the phone going C as in C. Over explain it.
Yeah. But he was a good guy.
R as in Riz. Oh, yeah.
Do you have any forks or anything, or are we just going to fucking finger this?
I don't see any. I don't
we
have
can eat
any.
It later.
I just want to say thank you, man. That's so nice.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Really, that's so cool. Thank you for doing
Waleed
that.
Waleed was going to have you like come up, and we're like, we actually kind of need him to be in the corner. We're like, we actually need him to, you know.
Stay
the
there!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It breaks the lore if I come out of the corner.
Kenny, this is your time. How do you feel about turning 31?
It's weird, man. I think a lot of people say that when you turn 30, you kind of have, you don't really worry about turning 30 anymore once you're 30, but like... I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm still thinking about it a lot. I'm still like, oh, fuck, I'm 31 now, and I know there's just things I want to do and all that shit. I don't know how you feel, Waleed, but I don't know. I don't feel great about it.
I feel like it should be apparent, like pretty apparent that I'm not stressed when I'm talking about TikTok.
You're still the same
Seriously?
Guy.
Seriously?
You're literally,
I don't
like,
think,
you
I'll, I don't think
all.
I'll, anything will change. I think I'll just be more conscious of what I'm saying.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You're going to talk about Riz parties more eloquently.
Yes, exactly. Mm. More scientific breakdown.
Yeah, so Riz party.
By 31, I thought I'd be next in line, but I still think I'm a tomato boy.
You still got a long way to go, buddy. Yeah.
Waleed had there's like a family birthday party for Waleed's 30th, but he doesn't want to do it because he doesn't think that he should be celebrating his birthday.
I don't want to celebrate my birthday at 30. It's just a weird, sad age.
Yeah, totally, dude.
But I wanted to have a TikTok Riz party.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny. Everyone pulls up. It's like themed. It's themed like that.
Quandale Dingle.
Yeah, it's like a big poster.
You like cycle through like your people. Like, you're not good. You don't fit this hierarchy here. Tomato Man. Yeah, come on.
I like have Spotify like all the songs that they play.
Are you doing anything for your birthday?
No, I don't have any plans right now, actually. I'm like Waleed. I don't really have big aspirations for my birthday. I like just chilling. Although for my 30th, I did kind of rent out a corner section of a bar.
Corner guy.
And I had a bunch of my friends come out. We drank a bunch. But this year, I think I'm just going to keep it mellow, man. Might see if there's any Riz parties last minute. Yeah.
You can, dude, Kenny, get a front row seat at a bar today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. Get out of that corner of the bar. Sit at the bar top.
Step up into the lights.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we want to shoot a music video with that song for you.
The Riz party?
No, the song.
Yeah. Let's do it, dude.
This will be very dark, cinematic.
Yeah.
We'll do a bunch of shots when you're on everyone's podcast. Maybe we'll do a shot of like you on Insanely Chill. You trying to say something and Cody just like, ooh. Because you know he's good at that face.
He already does that.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Damn, dude. Well, yeah, thanks again, boys. That means a lot. I've never felt prouder to be a corner guy.
Hell yeah.
Right now, yeah.
So. It was funny because you were looking at the dog house site and you're like probably thinking like, oh, this is empty as fuck. We're like, ah, don't you worry
don't
about
you
it,
worry.
Big guy.
We got some surprises.
We got about 5 minutes covered already on top.
Yeah. We got some surprises for you, buddy.
Yeah, I will say it was kind of weird. Like last night, I'm like, usually we're texting about the episode a little more by now. but
no, we text about it days ahead.
Oh, yeah.
This is a planned ep. Good to go.
I also wanted to check in on your fitness updates, Zach.
You care?
Yeah, I care.
You see me eating this cake?
No, I haven't touched. I haven't even looked at that cake.
Nope. I don't give a fuck about this cake. I think I'm pretty hot. Oh, dude, I did my first body reveal on my Snapchat.
What?
Did you?
Why?
That's right. I still post on Snap a lot, by the way.
Yeah.
And I love it. But it's an app that I don't really give a fuck about. So every day I post my workouts. I do like, oh, nice. Oh, God. Wait, we're fitness updates.
Oh, shit.
So you're going through your update? Kenny, you should have the first bite.
Hell yeah, brother. I'll be right there.
But yeah, I post my body updates or my workout updates on my Snapchat. I just do workout 1, workout 2, workout 3. And I'm all the way up to workout 68 as of yesterday. So yeah. So, but I did my first shirtless body reel where I covered my nipples and I showed my body for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was really nervous. And all the comments were, this looks like workout number 1. Keep going. And then it was like, dude, I thought you were going to be more ripped than this. And I was like, all right.
Okay.
Dude, that's so fucked. Dude, so fuck I was all like, those people,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, I was.
Well, you didn't post. Did you post before and after?
No.
Well, they have nothing to compare it to.
I mean, like, I stopped drinking for 2 months, back on that wagon, by the way. Uh-huh. So let's fucking go. Thank you. Ovi. But yeah, so I had like a lot of, I call them side murphs, side muffins, the muffin tops.
Yeah.
I had those pretty bad, but those have been going away because I stopped drinking a little bit. I'm watching my drinking now. Last night I went to El Coyote. I had 1 margarita instead of 4.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
That's great, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't drink. I haven't been drinking since January, I think.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. For real?
Yeah. I don't think I've had a... When was the last time I had...
Why are we talking about this? I've been flaunting my 2 months.
I just haven't been thinking about drinking.
Got it.
Yeah. Just been drinking Diet Coke. Diet Coke is fucking...
I know. But the thing is like, soda causes cancer. Alcohol causes cancer. So what the fuck? Pick your poison, I guess.
Yeah, it's both. Mix it up.
Can I have a vodka Diet Coke, please?
I mean, everything gives us, dude, this shit.
Yeah.
The mic. Yes. Something about the mic.
Teslas.
Yep.
Watches on your wrist.
Putting your phone in your pocket.
Phone in the pocket. Testicular cancer.
You feel like it did?
I know for a fact it did. I don't know.
Whoa. That's a huge claim to make.
85% sure because it happened during COVID. I didn't have a working desk during work.
Yep.
And so I kept it on. I worked on the couch and I had a laptop on my balls.
Oh.
Yeah. And I heated up. I felt it every single time.
Yeah. Because
I thought it felt nice. So I was like, oh, this is like a little ball koozie. You know, like a little fucking... Now it turned into a ball cue. Yeah. So.
Or you ever sleep with your phone under the pillow?
Yep. Did that?
I stopped doing that.
Nice.
Yeah.
I tried to. I don't charge my phone at night anymore.
Because I feel the 5Gs when I wake up.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have a little weird theory. I think my chemotherapy like made me feel like radiation a lot more from like different like a little tinfoil-y of me, but
yeah.
I honestly feel like my chest sometimes, like when I charge my phone right next to me, I feel like my chest get tingly. I swear to God.
No. I'm not joking about what you're saying. I just imagine
some Riz joke.
No.
Skittaby.
No. I'm just imagining you like you have some weird radiation effect where like you know the MagSafe charging on your phone, you put it on your chest, it like charges somehow. The charging light turns green. Like, oh.
Yo, Zach, can you get me real quick? Yeah.
Or like the Apple Pay notification. Yeah, like, dude. I believe that. The x-rays.
That
and
I
the,
can
the
pay
no,
with
no,
Apple
no,
Pay?
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
No, it feels a little weird, honestly. But I wanted to ask Grace. We had Grace Helbig on a couple episodes ago. But I mean, I know like cancer can be genetic, and like especially breast cancer can just, you know, happen to anyone. But I wanted to know if like, because like I'm pretty sure my shit came from like electronics on me, and I wanted to see if like maybe she had some sort of like situation with that.
But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's hanging under an X-ray the whole time.
Yeah. I don't know. But it could happen like that.
Yeah, might as well just live your life to the fullest, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, even this shit, fucking the Apple Watches.
Yeah.
I'm freaked out about that.
I'm trying to do cardio at the end of my workouts at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm back on that train.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just doing, I would save my cardio for run days, but now I'm doing cardio. I'm trying for bike at the end of my days at the gym.
I've been going to the gym in the middle of the day now, and it's very interesting because there's all these different types of characters, meaning people who just like have like not real jobs, I think, in my opinion.
Do you want to tell people?
What?
That you're unemployed?
Oh, yeah. I'm not working for Tiny Fresh anymore.
Whoa!
Nothing bad happened. Nothing bad happened. Everyone's asking.
Godspeed, yeah. Tiny Fresh.
And you see a tweet from Ethan saying, fuck that fucking guy.
Clipped.
Yeah.
Boom.
No, I decided to work on the cart full time now.
Nice.
And live my dreams as a kebab cart owner.
So guess what, ladies and gentlemen?
But I'm still chill with them. Everything's chill.
The unemployed boys are back.
Unemployed. Yeah! The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
I posted a video yesterday, my haircut video, mm-hmm. where one of my lines that I wrote for myself was that I'm unemployed again. All the comments were like, unemployed again? I was like, guys, I'm fine.
The thing is, I had a combo. I was like, yeah, I want to slow down and focus on the car or whatever. So technically, I left, but I wanted to post a meme where it goes, I got promoted to customer.
But I can't. That's but I'm actually like having the most fun in my quote unquote.
No, sorry. I'm just saying, you can't glorify being unemployed.
Well, this is why I wanted to.
Yeah.
I was going to preface it with a little follow up after.
Okay.
Fucking dick.
Because I was going to double down on what you're saying. It's like, I love this shit.
I was just about to say that.
I'm fucking so much fun.
Dude, so I'm having the most fun in my career, and I get like, back in what, like, we're going to sound like old dudes, but like back when we had like jobs and shit, like that rewarding feeling of doing like the 9 to 5.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was honestly like, I miss like before COVID when working from home was like, now it's like, I feel like the standard of companies and shit.
Yeah.
I liked going into work. I liked driving. I liked the commute. Like I got most of my content like when I was doing that Vine shit, like working, like going in there and like, yeah, mm-hmm. it felt rewarding. But now like, I got the freedom to like write my own shit,
mm-hmm.
at, like post whatever, whenever the
guys,
fuck I want.
What are you doing? Are you working right now?
Dude, I can wear
a
minion costume in the middle of the day.
In the middle on a Thursday randomly?
It was a Monday.
It was a Monday.
Yeah, dude. I started my week off on a minion costume.
You're commuting home 2 hours.
And it's
hours.
A Friday and I still feel the bar on my head, which is so crazy.
You're listening to this. You're driving home on a Monday, 2 hour drive home. Guess what? We're wearing fucking minion costumes.
Turn your car around if you're commuting to work right now. Send that email. Say, you know what? I'm not coming in today.
This is not financial advice. The people who work in the middle of the or who like don't work in the middle of the day all have like schemes.
Yeah.
I was sitting at Phil's. I hope this guy doesn't listen to it.
Know you?
Not really. It was weird. It was like, so I was looking at places to host like a pop up or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy next to me. Like broccoli haircut. Nothing wrong with broccoli haircuts.
All right, is this a hierarchy?
No.
You look like tomato guy?
Yeah.
No, just look up broccoli haircut. You'll know what I'm talking about. Like this kind of kid, I guess, looked over my computer when
broccoli
I was.
Broccoli haircut. Oh, like a fucking.
Like these kids.
Yep.
Which, nothing wrong with those haircuts.
Dude, the lady with the broccoli hair.
That's who it was.
Oh, got it. Nice.
So, like, a kid like this, right?
Did he recognize you before? Is this why you're wearing
No, he just saw me looking at, like, event spaces or whatever, right?
Okay.
And he goes, after I'm done with my call, he goes, oh, are you into commercial real estate? I was like, oh, no, this is, like, for this other thing or whatever, right? He goes, oh, dude, I'm, like, hosting courses on like commercial real estate, and like, I just look at this unit I just sold for like $3 million, blah blah blah. He's like, you should come join my course, like total pyramids. I was like, dude, fuck this.
He had ribs.
Those are the people who are out during that day, those types of people.
It was a customer or
it was
a guy,
it was
working
a guy
at
sitting
Phil's.
No, right next to me at Phil's, who's staring at my computer looking at event spaces. And I'm like, oh no, I have this like kebab cart thing. He's like, that makes good money. I was like, yeah, you know, like, you know, here and there or whatever, right? He goes, dude, with commercial real estate, you can make so much money. Look at this space I just got. I'm gonna host a podcast out of it. I'm gonna do this, this, this. It was a weird, interaction.
What if he's like a fucking millionaire?
He probably is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, a scammer.
Dude, he's a pyramid schemer. For the Riz party.
He's like, dude, I just came back. We're throwing a Riz party tonight. You should pull up.
How do you feel about being unemployed?
It's great. It's great. It's one of the greatest feelings. I do not want to glorify it again, but after working for so long, I worked all my life.
Yeah.
And so just to chill out for like a hot minute.
You're the kind of guy, so you've been unemployed before, quote unquote unemployed, yeah, for like a week.
I couldn't do it.
And then you freak the fuck out, and then you get two jobs immediately. I remember this during Foul Tip. Like, you were unemployed, you left market for like a little bit.
I got laid off, yeah.
You were unemployed for like a little bit, we were talking, we were like, dude, let's just dive in together again, let's do this shit, man. Like, we can fucking do it. We'll focus on the pod, we'll do other shit, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, I got you. And then fucking, all right, never mind, I'm doing AI.
I'm from Forbes. Next week.
Yeah, but
this time I'm chilling. I'm taking it in. I'm having weird broccoli haircut boys conversation.
You're at the point now where like I have to text you at like 10 a.m. because you're like sleeping in a little bit.
Oh,
like,
come on, what's the point of waking up? I got nothing to do. I've been looking forward to this day all week. This fire is really fun. I'm excuse to get out of the house.
There was a time like last week we were in our group chat and I was like texting back and forth with Zach and I was like, it was like a big decision about the channel or something and we're like going back and forth. Okay, well, we could do this or this. And then at like noon, 3 hours after we settled on it, you're like, oh, I just woke up.
I'm just enjoying my time.
Yeah, but you do have Eve walks at like 5.
At 5 a.m. still, yeah.
Yeah. That fucking sucks. Yeah.
I will say.
That's a huge bite, dude.
Huh?
That was a big bite.
No.
How is it?
It's fucking delicious.
Ooh, yeah. There's strawberry in the middle?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Damn.
Hey, spin that for the camera. Yeah.
Guys, we're having cake on a Friday.
Okay, at 10 a.m. The progress pics have already been posted. We're good.
Look at that.
Happy
birthday, cummer guy.
Anyways, if anyone's thinking about quitting their jobs or frustrated, just do it.
Make it happen.
Just do Don't it. Do Look this. How happy we are. Money's not real. It'll come and go. Rent? Oh, just do squatting.
Let's do it. Let's finish off an AI song about being unemployed.
Okay. Create a hype hip hop song about glorifying unemployment.
I didn't have breakfast.
And how fun it is.
So if you see me eating a lot right now, this is my breakfast.
You have your carbs, you have your...
I also had a coffee.
Okay.
And now I have a rock star, and now I'm eating a cake.
See, guys, you can't do this on a 9-to-5.
Jesus, dude. I'm like fucking...
Oh, my God. Wait, you guys, this is real. My fiance Sophie just had her wisdom teeth taken out.
Yeah?
She just texted me, I'm ready with 16 Y's, and then texted, wee.
Wait, are you late?
I probably need to go, yeah. But here, let's listen to this song.
Okay, then we'll close it off.
Okay.
Wait, like, how close is the place? Like, do you need to go?
She's like 15 minutes away.
Oh.
She can wait.
Yeah, let's do the song. Yeah, we're good. We already made the song. Might as well listen to it.
She already fucked up on drugs.
She's not gonna remember.
Yeah.
Do you want the first one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay,
no
here
job.
We go.
Okay, the song's called No Job, No Problem.
Wake up in the morning, got no 9-to-5. No alarm clock, no need to strive. I'm a boss, I make my own rules. No job, no problem, I'm breaking all the rules. Roll out of bed. Wear my favorite hoodie, no punch in the clock. Feeling so damn free, catching up on my sleep. No deadlines to meet, living life the way I want. No job can't complete, no job, no problem. I'm living in the dream. No 9-to-5. It's obscene, no stress, no worries, just doing my thing.
Alright, guys, thanks for watching. Stickers.
Stickers.
Yes.
Stickers on shoptmgstudios.com.
.com.
.tv.
You'll find the link in the description.
The link is down below.
Link's
it's
in the description.
Below Zach Waleed.
Yep. Stickers in the description below. Happy birthday, Kenny.
Hey, thanks, boys.
If I see one hate comment about Kenny in the fucking comments, you guys are going to hell, all right? It's his fucking birthday. He's not an ogre. He doesn't deserve to shut the fuck up. He's our corner guy, and we fucking love him, all right?
I love you guys, man.
Happy 30th.
Thank you.
Happy 31st.
I love you guys. Let's fucking go.